WZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Kremlin confirming that a meeting is being set up between President Trump and President Vladimir Putin. The question, will Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky also be there? Here's ABC News Chief Global Affairs Correspondent Martha Raddatz.
This follows a meeting in Moscow on Wednesday between Putin and Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. Following that meeting, the official said Witkoff told President Trump that Putin would like to meet with him, which President Trump said he is open to if Putin also meets with Zelensky.
The Kremlin not indicating it would be open to such a meeting with Zelensky as well. A computer glitch has left thousands of United Airlines customers stranded in airports and on planes. There was a nationwide ground stop yesterday. It's now been lifted, but there are many residual delays and about 100 cancellations today already. The Trump reciprocal tariffs on more than 60 countries kicking in at midnight. The White House says the move will create more American jobs. This is ABC News.
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is now accepting applications for dairy processor grants. According to a press release, eligible applicants must operate a licensed dairy processing plant in the state. The grant funding can be used to address a wide variety of business needs, including staff training, food safety improvements, and even expanding or modernizing plants. Recipients could get up to $50,000 in grant funding per project, and applications must be submitted to the agency by September 17th. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting residents to participate in Aquatic Invasive Species Snapshot Day this week. The event is part of a statewide effort by the agency to raise awareness about the dangers that aquatic invasive species pose to the state's waterways. Volunteers will gather at training sites across the state to learn how to locate and identify the aquatic invasive species and catalog the findings to help the agency track their spread. Residents interested in participating in the event must register online by Friday. The Nemadji Trail Energy Center project was among those fast-tracked by the Trump administration last month, but Superior Mayor Jim Payne still says there is no meaningful path to construction for the project. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers issued a needed permit for the gas-fired power plant project in July, but the city of Superior has denied the necessary local approvals amid community pushback and environmental concerns. The Department of Natural Resources also says the owners have not reapplied for an air permit or been issued a stormwater permit. An Ettrick man facing charges of contractor theft in multiple western Wisconsin counties has been sentenced in Polk County. According to court documents, 43-year-old David Olson of Frontline Roofing and Exteriors entered a guilty plea to the charge after being accused of accepting more than $25,000 for a roofing job in Polk County and failing to complete that job. He's also facing similar criminal charges in Washburn, St. Croix, Dunn, and Chippewa counties for allegedly accepting payments for roof repair jobs but not actually completing them. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
Another sweep for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers beat the Braves 5-4 to complete another three-game sweep. The team has tonight off before hosting the Mets tomorrow night. At the Packers training camp in Green Bay, Jordan Love talked about his story running on the website The Players Tribune about the loss of his father at the age of 14 after he committed suicide. The family says that Orban Love, age 51, had an adverse reaction to a heart medication that led to mental illness.
So my marketing agent was one who connected me. They approached and wanted to be able to write my story. It's the real stuff that's happened in my life. So, I think it's very cool to be able to share that. And I think there's some stuff, in my story that, I think a lot of people relate to and have been in similar situations. So whatever things people might be going through, just keep going and keep pushing through is really the message of it. I appreciate them for giving me that opportunity.
As Packers quarterback Jordan Love with sports on Mike Clemens.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 80s. An isolated storm or two tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s on Friday. Saturday, scattered storms in 83. Sunday's high near 80.
Currently 66 degrees.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. If you're looking for honest talk, real stories, and straight-up news that matters to you, tune in to The Rick Smith Show. We're digging into the issues that affect your job, your family, your future. Join me weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network, because your voice deserves to be heard. That's The Rick Smith Show, heard weeknights at 9 right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
President Trump claims it is common practice to move a convicted sex offender to Club Fed. Is that accurate? Jim Santel will join us. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
Across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning to you. It is 7:06. It is nice to have you along on this Thursday morning. It's August 7th. Parker Olson is our producer down in Madison Studio A2. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot will be along in mere seconds. Coming up this hour, we will be talking to Luann Bird about the recent town hall held by Congressman Brian Stile in the southeastern part of the state. And it's one thing to give a member of Congress credit for holding an in-person town hall. It'd be another if the content were a little more, say, on the up and up. And Luann Bird is going to talk to us about that. We'll visit with Todd Alba and find out what he's doing on his program later today, afternoons from 2 to 4. You normally hear him on Wednesdays along with Trigvi Olson from the Lincoln Project. Well, Trigvi's going to be joining us here this morning. He's actually in Lithuania, where his wife is from, so he's visiting family out there, and is going to talk about his work promoting democracy around the world, helping countries that are new to democracy get a feel for the systems, the norms, the safeguards, and now some of those same lessons have to be taught here at home. So we'll talk to Trigvi Olson about that as well. A reminder that tomorrow is Friday, so that means it's going to be Free Ticket Friday. We'll be giving away Milwaukee Brewers tickets again. We'll also have Courier Newsroom's Kia Vakil, former U.S. Attorney Jim Santel, journalists Jennifer Schulze and Mark Jacob. We'll have Mike Clemens with sports. Dr. Kristen Lyerly will be along as well. So again, a very busy Friday edition of these mornings powered by Up North News across the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's see, in a bit here, I'll go back to the mailbag because as Brittany Merlot joins us now, and Brittany, I did not ask if you are much, I don't know what your adult beverage choices are. We've been talking about IPA beers and then things like bourbon and scotch and whiskey. What is your, if there even is a, maybe you're not even an adult beverage drinker.
Are you a big fan of Merlot?
Yeah, that's so funny. You have talked about all three things that I do dabble in. I don't drink much, but on occasion I do. And I've had to force myself to drink Merlot just because of my last name. So now, yes, I do like Merlot. But, you know, you had to start with the sweet, whiter wine, and then you work your way to the red and darker wine. So that's how I had to do that. But craft beers, I do enjoy that. I love the craft breweries and the different places and the just seeing them work so hard and make such amazing different kind of beer, and the styles and the flavors that they come up with these days are outstanding. So I do love to go to them, collect growlers. Those are pretty cool.
You collect growlers?
Wow. All across the North, you know, from Minnesota to Michigan to Wisconsin, even Illinois. So that's pretty cool, but I do enjoy whiskey and a bourbon too on occasion.
So yeah, on this National IPA Day, Tony put up on YouTube, IPAs are trash and the garbage is where they belong. He says,
Tony.
Bourbon, scotch, and whiskey, that's the correct order of taste. From Adam, now instead of just, you know, calling names, you know, when we say we don't like IPA, I'm like, well, just tell us what is your favorite? What's a good IPA? Adam puts up on YouTube, Pliny the Elder from Russian River Brewing is seen as the gold standard in IPAs. Let's see. Tony says, I did have a hazy IPA from Three Sheeps. That was okay. But that was about it. And then finally from Alicia, you know what's not fair? The second I turned 40, vodka gave me heartburn.
Right?
Yeah. And I always talk about my preference as bourbon, but now I get a headache rather easily from it, which I'm going to say is a self-control mechanism and has prevented me in the age of social media from putting up anything really stupid online. It's just a way to say, hey, young man, settle down. The two old fashions, that's good. That's your limit. So thanks for joining us for Alcohol Talk at 7:10 in the morning. Why don't we turn to the weather now, where things are going to be getting a little hot and steamy here.
It is. Things are changing. First and foremost, that wildfire smoke is pretty much gone. We're all at moderate AQI levels. That's the yellow out there. So not too bad. Finally, after an entire week of that, we're finally breathing in some much fresher, cleaner air right now. Temperatures are at about 60 degrees in Superior, 72 right now in La Crosse. Everyone else is in between there. We're looking at more clouds north and patchy fog too. Dense in some places. More sunshine shining through down south in the state. And today we are getting much more muggy. I'm talking about dew points at about the mid-60s to nearing 70 degrees. So very sticky. It's going to be mostly sunny out there too, with highs reaching the mid to upper 80s today. So the heat index already feeling into the 90s this afternoon. Now we do, of course, have storms, active weather. All of that is starting up, and it's going to start this afternoon. I think around 3 or 4 o'clock or so around southwest areas of the state. It is going to be moving towards the Madison area, maybe around 8 o'clock or so. And then in towards the Milwaukee, probably around midnight and after. Now we could see a few more scattered showers and storms lingering in the Fox Valley still tomorrow morning. And then tomorrow afternoon, Lake Superior towns get a little swipe of some showers and storms. And then even bigger storms start to form as we go into the evening tomorrow. And that trend continues, too, as we go into Saturday, because another cold front is going to be hitting, and that's going to spark up some strong to severe storms as they work through the state. So in between the storms, we're going to see the extreme heat right this afternoon. We're also going to see it tomorrow afternoon, where there is an extreme heat watch right now for northwestern parts of the state. And those heat index by tomorrow is going to be feeling like 100 degrees. Ooh. So we're going to be sweating there. And that is going to hang on Saturday for the southeast part of the state, while the northwest part of the state is going to be feeling that cold front and getting some relief. So hotter longer further southeast, still getting just as hot up north, just not as long.
And with the chance, but not certainty of precipitation, I just want to let folks around Chippewa County know, whether you're farmers or growing things, I am now taking offers, financial offers from you, on whether to put the top on my Jeep up or leave it down. Because if I leave it down, that guarantees it's going to rain. Whereas if I think it might rain and I put the top up, it's not going to rain. So whichever one you want to have happen, my Jeep top is for sale. Just as a weather barometer.
I've got my Jeep shirt on, the Wrangler shirt.
Is a Wrangler.
Yeah. Right? See,
that's perfect. Love it. From Rob, good morning. From Tigerton, it's partly cloudy, 62 degrees with light fog. Yesterday morning, I mowed 4 yards in Tigerton, then a doctor's appointment in Shawano, then a late lunch of spaghetti and meatballs at the Shawano Cafe, and I went for a ride along Highway 29. Today, I have lawns to mow in Tigerton. Things are getting dry and could use a good drink. I heard that this is the driest start in many areas in about 50 years. He says, Wisconsin had another tornado from the severe weather outbreak in northwestern Waupaca County, or 5 miles from my residence. Let's see. Alicia says, side note, the drive to and from Antigo from Kimberly is really long, so that's good. Let's see. Rob says, I like Brittany's shirt with the Jeep. What I pulled with my lawnmower tractor earlier this summer for Todd, my mechanic. So there you go. Back to the IPAs. Adam says, speaking of IPAs, it is the Great Taste of the Midwest this Saturday in Madison, which is the largest outdoor beer festival in the U.S. So cheers. All right, cheers. That sounds great. And let's see, we talked about novelty songs during today's history lesson as well. And a listener in the Chippewa Valley puts on the text line, if you're looking for more recent novelty songs, there's an artist from Australia named Tom Cardy, whose entire catalog of songs was meant to be funny. And from Jim in Brookfield, Pat, you made my day. From now on, whenever I have a fever for more cowbells, I will know the correct Bruce Dickinson director direction to channel my fever for more cowbell. So I'm glad we've schooled everybody in all the various Bruce Dickinsons out there in the world. And who knew?
Who knew there were so many?
Who knew there were so many and that we've been giving credit to the wrong one all this time? And it's not even the lead singer for Iron Maiden. And if you missed all this in today's history lesson, may I again suggest, first off, getting up earlier so you can join us for the history lesson every morning at 6:50. And let's open. Here's one more from Stephen Milwaukee. Bell's Two-Hearted Ale must be another IPA to recommend as well. Or, again, you can subscribe to the show as a podcast. Head over to Spotify or Apple, and that way you can listen back. And as you listen back, you can then send notes correcting us whenever we get something wrong. That never happens here, does it? No. Brittany, thank you so much. We'll talk to you in our next hour.
Sounds good.
Keep in mind that the other way you can follow what we're doing here is to get our newsletter. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com and click on subscribe up in the top banner. There's also our new Sunday morning newsletter, given the original name Sunday Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, where we talk about Wisconsin politics. I've started trying to outline what's going to be in this weekend's newsletter about Wisconsin politics. And it is not easy. And we're going to be talking to Joe Sopecki in our next hour about this week's Wisconsin political headlines. And it's not going to be easy. I sent him three different stories that came in late yesterday. And when I got done looking at these three stories, I posted them to social media with this comment that I am almost literally begging some Republican politician to talk about something of substance rather than the carousel of what we're dealing with here. That would include Congressman Derek Van Orden. The headline from Anna Kleiber's story in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel: Derek Van Orden escalates Mark Pocan feud by posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy. This is what Derek Van Orden finds funny, is in trying to, you know, say something insulting about a fellow member of Congress on his social media feed, you know, where kids go. He's posting a photo of a naked man in a ski mask with a sex toy and thinks that he's being very funny. And that's really all I can say about that without getting into details that are not good for morning radio. I would ask, does this mean that Derek Van Orden is not suitable for Congress? The answer is Derek Van Orden is currently not suitable for middle school. But yet here he is. We've got also coming out of Madison, 20 Republican lawmakers call on Milwaukee Mayor Cavalier Johnson to act on Milwaukee violence. They want him to take specific steps to address violence in the city, according to this article in the Journal Sentinel by David Clary and Allison Durr. Here's the problem with that. Crime is down in Milwaukee. But, of course, whenever there is something that is bad and gets a lot of TV attention, well, it's going to get a lot of political attention. It's just that the Swiss are known for their precision timepieces. The Swiss could only wish that they were as predictable as Wisconsin Republicans when it comes to playing the Milwaukee card. That's all they really know how to do, it seems, and they're doing it again, grabbing, you know, a particular high-profile crime and saying that it's indicative of an entire city when the statistics show that it's anything but. And that there are also reasons why the legislature previously interfered with how the Police and Fire Commission can manage the way that the Milwaukee Police Department is run. But it's always easier to throw rocks from the other side. It's easier to throw rocks from the other side of the border, too, because a Wisconsin legislator, a Republican from Tomahawk, has now joined other lawmakers from Iowa, Minnesota, and North Dakota in filing a formal complaint against Canada about wildfire smoke. Also from Anna Kleiber in the Journal Sentinel. Asking the Environmental Protection Agency and the International Joint Commission to investigate Canada's wildfire management practices because Canada's north woods are burning down. Again, I am begging for something of substance to come from our GOP lawmakers, not photos of naked men with sex toys. A local update is next for some of you, and then we'll be talking to Luann Bird coming up in about 15 minutes here up north.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matinee on Air.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. With Governor Tony Evers choosing not to run for a third term, that means we're going to have the first open race for governor in 16 years. We already know who some of the candidates will be. On the Democratic side, Lieutenant Governor Sarah Rodriguez launched her campaign, and Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley said he's running. On the Republican side, Washington County Executive Josh Showman and Southeastern Wisconsin Business Executive Bill Berrien are running. Many more are expected to join the race. And it's not just governor that will have an open race. We could see open races for attorney general, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, and state treasurer, too. Couple that with what's happening in the state legislature, no longer under gerrymandered maps, the year 2026 is going to bring a rather unique moment for voters in Wisconsin to determine the path forward on a fresh new era for the state. I know some can be wary of change, but let's embrace this as the real opportunity that it is.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area. The Todd Allbaugh Show.
I didn't know what the hell Malort was, so here now, our own Carol, head of traffic, she's brought in Malort. Down the hatch, cheers to Malort. Now, it went down fairly smooth, but the back end is ridiculously terrible. Judas Priest, that's terrible. Once is enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like my time with women.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local civic media radio station, and on the app.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I've teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Every 15 seconds, someone is diagnosed with cancer. If it's happened to you or someone you love, the American Cancer Society can help at every step of the journey. Visit cancer.org today.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
We will have more with Pat Kreitlow coming up here on The Buzz of the North on a Thursday morning. Joel here and Gray is here, and we are enjoying summer. And we'll talk about a few events that are happening here in the area and give us our backwards perspective of those events. Is that either
one?
I do
that too sometimes, Joel. I feel like I'm like driving along a road and all of a sudden I'm in a garage without realizing it. It's like, whoop, I gotta stop or I'm gonna hit a wall. It's just like, yeah, that word back, it felt right. And then the Northwoods. The Northwoods feel, I talk about it a lot on my shows. If you look at the community calendar, anywhere in the world bigger than here, it looks a lot different. And that's obviously because there are more people and therefore more events, and the type of events change. But it's deeper than that. The type of event you see around here is usually the combination of giving back and having fun at the same time.
Yeah, I was going through my list of events here, and yesterday they had a walk-in nail trim clinic yesterday. And then I thought to myself, is this for anybody? But it's a puppy thing. It's a puppy love kind of thing.
It's for dog owners, Joel.
Puppy love pet styling boutique. And then I thought to myself, you know, we could talk a little bit today about our pets and how uniquely, I think pets are even more uniquely individual than human beings are.
Totally.
And just the fact that a pet and a dog especially sells out to what it loves and does it unashamedly. I mean, just absolutely unashamedly sells out. So the one thing, my little Billy pug, he loves chicken and he sells out to chicken. He doesn't care where he is or what the time of the day it is. If there's chicken, he's selling out to it 100%.
He doesn't even know what dignity means. He'll stand on that dignity when chicken comes around. Cluck, cluck, bark, bark. It's death taxes and Billy with his chicken.
Yeah, but a pet's dedication to what it loves. And every pet's a little bit unique. Every pet's a little bit unique on what it is that brings them joy.
Well, I think part of that, too, is that they're as individual as people are because of the nature of, you know, biology and all that. But then we interfere. Like, you've got their natural uniqueness. You've got our natural uniqueness. And then there's the bridge that connects those two things, which is our tendency to interfere in the lives of animals that are doing just fine without us. So, like, you get the, like, a dog is both its own individual and the influences of the person who just couldn't leave it alone. So, yeah, I think it's especially fair to say, even just on like a cold mathematical basis, yes, dogs are slightly more unique, though in the same ways as people.
Does anybody else ever wonder? I wonder this sometimes when I look at my dog as it lays on its back and just seems to be happy and lazy at the same time. And I think to myself, this dog better off with me, or would it be better off just running in the woods by itself?
Well, we're at a point now where we've taken away some of their survival tools, including the brains to do the job in some cases, more evident in some dogs than others. That said, Homeward Bound was a drama film, and does not accurately reflect what would happen if three city dogs just kind of went country for a month. Mm-hmm. Sassy, wolf food. Sorry, Northwoods. It's just how it would have been. I mean, I love Catherine O'Hara, but we wouldn't have heard much of Sassy with the Sawyer County edition of Homeward Bound.
Yeah, we love a talking dog movie. That's for sure. They're everywhere. Also, hats off to all those who take care of our furry pets, from the vets to the animal shelters. There's so many people that donate time, or some as their pay job, to support our animals. The LCO, the La Couture Tribal Police Department, is having a 2025 animal vaccination clinic, and they're doing that tomorrow, Friday, from 9 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. at the New Post Senior Center, and again from 12:15 to 3 o'clock at the LCO Tribal Office Pavilion. And so you might want to take part in that. There may be a fee with some of it, but I mean, our cats, and you have a dog, right? No mm-hmm. cat, but you have a dog.
And a cat. We have both.
I have a dog and a cat, and it just becomes part of your regular life, you know. That every day I go home, my cat gives me this is what I want. I've got enough out of her already, all right? Now it's your turn. This is what you're going
to
give me.
that's what I'm wondering is, I'm opening the door, it's like, what's Lou been up to today? Hopefully nothing I don't like, but it's either gross or boring. Nothing, you know? It's just like, did he do one of those cat things that I now have to clean? And it's usually my fault when he does that. Like, recently we had to reduce his automatic feeder because he's getting a little older, and it seems like he's got a slightly reduced appetite. Not by much, but it's the difference of, okay, four food portions instead of three from this little automatic feeder. Well, I get to clean up puke every day.
Yeah.
So, like, there's some considerations like that. But no, a cat's an extra roommate with most of the downsides removed and a couple key downsides added.
Yeah, and that La Couture Tribal... The police department vaccines, by the way, tomorrow, I want to mention, they are free, free dog and cat vaccines, and they have licenses available if you want to purchase for the next year, but that is a free event tomorrow. But could you imagine just life, just take life as you know it right now, and just eliminate our pets? Just, there's no dogs, there's no cats, there's no whatever pet it is that brings you joy. I think there's an amount of sanity, and I think that's why God put him here, is to give us maybe a little mental break and sanity through our pets sometimes.
Yeah, I immediately think of people and why people gather. There, if you see a large group of people, it's either a really happy occasion or it's a really sad occasion, looking at weddings and looking at funerals. And we don't really have, I mean, graduation, maybe, but there's a sad note to graduation. People are leaving. So, like, there aren't many pure doses of happiness out there that aren't illegal and will get you on the radar of law enforcement. Dogs are one of them. Dogs are one of those, and yes, there is a downside to the life of a dog, but that's the same downside that every life has, and I think we can accept it better because dogs help us with that too. One of the many things they do for us.
Yeah, so check out the La Couture vaccines tomorrow, going on Friday tomorrow. You can probably go to the LCO La Couture Facebook page and website for information on that. We have more with Pat Kreitlow coming up. It is a Thursday edition here. Nice day today with temperatures making it to about 80 degrees. So more with Mr. Kreitlow coming up on the Buzz of the North. It is 7:29.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. As Wisconsin is dropping a line in your favorite fishing spot, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
The harvest of one of Wisconsin's more unique specialty crops is underway, but it's not going as well as they'd hope. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report, and the mint harvest is below where they'd like it to be. Richard Gums with Gums Farms is here to give a look into why that is.
Mint harvest is not going as well as it should. We've only been into it now about 10 days, but the oil quantity that we're receiving is not meeting our expectations. I'm a little concerned that the cloudy days that we had earlier in July and the haze and the smoke is really affecting the sunlight penetration, which is what helps form the oil in the leaves. So consequently, yield is extremely below par.
Gums also says that they only have about 7 to 10 days for the weather to change to have a better end of the season. For the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo, and we'll take a look at the markets right after this.
At Channel, we always show up for our farmers.
Is that tar spot or rust?
Incoming!
Definitely rust.
Rick, how did you...
Dropping in to check on your crop bill. Let's call your agronomist before that rust can hurt your yield. That sounds great, but when did you learn to skydive?
Self-taught, Bill. Kind of a prodigy.
From personalized insights to year-round support, Channel Seed Pros always show up. Visit channel.com to learn more. Channel, all in, all season. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Don't let sick calves get you down and drain your profits. Get your calves up and moving with BioVet's Calf Electrolyte. Our Baselite product contains balanced electrolytes for restoring and maintaining proper fluid levels in scouring calves. Baselite also provides additional energy to support recovery. It's easy to mix, and calves are easy to drink it down to the last drop. Learn more about Baselite at bio-vet.com.
Innovation, that's BioVet.
Welcome back. I'm Ben Jarbo with the Midwest Farm Report. Now let's take a look at how the markets are moving. Cash corn is up 1.5 cents at 381.25, with new crop corn up 2.25 cents at 403.5. Cash soybeans are down 0.75 cents at 964.75, with new crop soybeans down 0.25 cents at 984.25. September wheat contracts are moving 2.25 cents higher, 510.75. Looking at Class 3 milk, September contracts are up 8 cents at 1851 hundredweight. And October contracts are up 9 cents at 1854 hundredweight. Yesterday, 40-pound blocks of cheese closed down 0.25 cents at 180, and butter closed down 1 cent at 243. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Ben Jarbo.
As Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly cloudy and highs in the low 80s. An isolated storm or two tonight, otherwise mostly cloudy and a low around 63. Mostly sunny, highs in the mid 80s on Friday. Saturday, scattered storms in 83. Sunday's high near 80.
Currently 66 degrees.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life.
SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
Here's my gripe. MTV made it possible for really subpar performers to become stars. Madonna would never have been a star if it hadn't been for MTV and her grinding her way across the floor in a wedding dress.
See, that's where I think your gripe isn't with MTV. I think your gripe is with Madonna grinding on MTV.
Thank you, Matt from Richland Center. How dare you, Jane?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm joined by YouTube influencer Wheezy Waiter, a.k.a. Craig Benzine, director of No Packers, No Life. Then Savannah Schindler from the Beloit Cub Open joins the show.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Remember, you can sign up for my weekend Wisconsin politics newsletter, Sunday mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Head over to upnorthnewswi.com. And in that newsletter, we also put in a question of the week. And this week, we're looking at the redistricting in Texas, where Republicans are trying to add 5 seats artificially, and asking, what should democratically controlled states like California do? Should they respond in kind or not sink to that level? And again, folks can answer that by being subscribers to our newsletter. Head to upnorthnewswi.com, click subscribe in the top banner. We were just talking about the Wisconsin State Fair, getting out there and talking to people. And we were talking in the last segment about a couple of Republicans who have done that. There are plenty of other folks, a lot of good progressives working at the state fair as well. I'm looking at the Facebook page of our friend Luann Bird and seeing her doing a little pressing of the flesh at the Wisconsin State Fair as well. And she joins us now live to visit with us. Luann, good to see you. How are you?
Well, I'm great. Good morning, friends. Good morning, Pat and company.
It's so nice to see you.
Thank you.
Like I said, I did see you in that same Resist t-shirt that you were wearing at the Wisconsin State Fair. So let's start there before we get to the Congressman Stiles listening session. You get to do your own listening when you're at places like the fair. Tell us about those conversations.
Well, they're the same, really. I have a lot of people need hope right now, and a lot of people are very tired of the regime and the autocracy that's in place. So I have a great time talking to people, not really talking, mostly, again, listening to what their concerns are and giving them a place, a space where they can actually be part of the change. So I invite people to join the Democratic Party. I invite them to join our protests that we have every weekend on Saturday at 10 o'clock on the corner of 76th and Layton. And we hold up our signs and we rally in support of democracy. So, yeah, those conversations are great. It's also hard because, you know, there's such a division. It's not even like we just disagree. There's, you know, people that don't agree with Democrats can be kind of a little bit not rude, but, you know, they're not willing to engage in a conversation. And that's something I always like to work on. But it was great. It's just great to be down there.
And the thing of it is, what we do need are more conversations. And you are perhaps the quintessential person, the opening of, if somebody does not agree with Democratic or progressive points of view, but you want to start a conversation, you want to start it with somebody like Luann. It has always been nothing but respectful. I've seen when you've gone up to, for, you know, like Senator Ron Johnson. And it's the kind of discourse we all wish we could have when we start from places where we don't agree. At no point have I seen, you know, some Republican want to accost you, because you're simply a very easy person to talk to.
Well, I've been treated pretty rudely by a few. There was a guy that came up to me. We don't need to talk about that. What we want to talk about is, yeah, I like people. I respect Republicans. I respect Democrats. I think Republicans that are Trumpers are in a different space. They just are full of fear and they want power and control. And so I still think we need to talk with them. We need to understand where they're coming from, because democracy, it's so serious what they're doing now, and they don't even realize it. I had a short conversation with the chair of the Republican Party, because you know me, Pat, I just go up
You'll
and talk
to anybody.
People.
Yep. Yep.
And I saw him at the fair, and we were just chatting and being very nice and, you know, family and summer and whatever. And then I did ask him about Trump, you know, do you think he has too much power? But then I said, I asked him about the executive order that Trump signed, because he said, you know, I really care about people with disabilities. And I said, me too. See, there's that common ground.
Right.
However, what he didn't know is that Trump signed an executive order allowing new businesses within the agencies, the federal agencies, to not have to make their buildings ADA accessible if it's going to limit their ability to be prosperous, because those things only benefit a few. So it's really scary to me that even some of these Republicans that I think share some of our values don't know what Trump's doing. So we have to get in there and we have to keep having these conversations and doing our own research. Don't just accept what they say, because they're good at talking points.
Well, and that's where we make the pivot to the town hall here, because, again, in conversations, you know, people can be very nice and pleasant. They don't have to be rude. However, there's a difference between having, you know, a pleasant tone and having a pleasant tone and not being completely truthful, would be my word. And for that, I would turn to Congressman Stile, who is continuing to defend an indefensible bill for the cuts that it makes and continuing to be an advocate for Trump's, you know, deportation policies and things. What I'm saying, Luann, is a lot of people want to give him credit for having an in-person town hall, but I think that credit gets negated a bit when, if you're not willing to be truthful with your constituents.
Well, it was clear that the attendees weren't going to accept that. And when he pivots to blaming Biden for open borders as to the reason we have an immigration part, we didn't let him do that. I mean, the crowd cut him off, which is how we were feeling at the time. I know for some people, that kind of an angry town hall, they don't like, and I don't either. It's too bad we've had to go to that, but we didn't let him. And here's the thing, it was a quote, listening session, and the speakers, thank you to all of you who spoke up. They were very respectful, very direct. And it's all on my website if anyone wants to go watch. We just put up a shortened version today so you don't have to watch the whole clapping and everything.
Give me the website quick so I can put that up on screen.
It's luannbird.com.
Okay. Luann, L-U-A-N-N.
L-U-A-N-N.bird.com. Yeah, and it's also, well, anyway, so here's where I struggled. At every time someone stood up there and spoke eloquently, like about internment camps in Florida, which he would then say, well, I disagree with that description. You know, he would say, I disagree. And then on all the issues, like on immigration and on feeding children in Gaza, you know, he had his pat answers. So I don't call that a listening session. I'm not sure what he did that for, because a listening session would be acknowledging what you heard and then maybe being open to what we're saying. And I didn't sense any of that. So he thinks on immigration, we just have to follow the law, which means kicking people out. But one of the listeners kindly reminded him that it's just a misdemeanor if you're in this country illegally. And, you know, we reminded him that it's an internment camp because there's no due process. You can't call it a detention center because it's actually an internment camp when you arrest people for no reason, and you throw them in and they can't see their attorneys. And that's happening in America right now. So it wasn't a listening session. It was I call it a rubber stamp for Trump. That's what it was.
Well, there was a lot of, it's performative now. It's a matter of taking your lines and being able to deliver them, not just to a friendly crowd, but to a crowd that may not necessarily agree with you. And I think that too many politicians are doing just that. They're treating this as theater, as something, as a performance that they have to make, but stick to your guns rather than actually having the back and forth and showing some independence, showing at least a little daylight between yourself and, in this case, Donald Trump, to say, you know, I don't agree with him on this thing or that thing. And that's the problem with this entire congressional delegation right now is, I mean, they're all afraid to show any daylight between themselves and Trump, aren't they?
They are. Mm-hmm. And in my home, you know, my husband's very sick and we have a lot of aides that come in and help out and they're all on Medicaid. And I wanted to share the story about that, about how One of our aides is actually on the Affordable Care Act. His premium is $900 a month, and he finally, I knew all along he was going to lose that. He finally figured it out, and he was heartbroken. So those are the kind of things where what these Republicans and what Congress is doing is hurting people. It isn't just we disagree anymore, but there are children that are starving in Gaza because we are not... America used to be at the forefront of foreign aid. And instead, Trump is negotiating with his friends with Netanyahu instead of America being the people that care. We are the people that care. It's just that our leaders don't. You know, this is heartbreaking, and that all these people are going to lose their health care. And all because, Pat, they wanted to lower the tax rate for the wealthy and the big corporations so that they could spur innovations. It's all about the big people and prosperity, but that has shown in history to never, ever work. So we could take care of a lot of these problems that we're facing and that the people in that room were angry about if we would just make everybody pay their fair share.
We're talking to Lou Ann Bird, former candidate for legislature and continues to be active in the community. LouAnnBird.com, LuAnnBird, LouAnnBird.com, or on Instagram, Bird4WI, BirdForWi, where, I mean, there's no shortage of pictures of you, you know, meeting with people, continuing these conversations. Here's an aspect of the conversation that I wonder about, and you just hit on it, that all of these cuts, they're not actually saving anybody anything, because they're just going right to tax cuts for the very wealthy. It's not like it's coming back to middle class taxpayers. But I always get the impression that there are still far few people who know that. In your conversations, mm-hmm. do people get that these cuts aren't actually saving anything? Do they know that, or is it, or do you see them realizing it after the fact and feeling like they've been hoodwinked?
Well, the people that really need Medicaid, for example, don't know. They really don't know what's going on at the federal level. And they really just don't know. So we have to educate them. We have to help them understand. And don't you wonder, like, oh, they're always cutting billions and billions of dollars. They're holding money back from grants that they owe, universities and education and things like that. That money's all going to detention centers now, to internment camps. So... when you just have to help people connect the dots. What are they doing with this money? This budget wasn't about lowering the deficit. It actually increases the deficit. I mean, it's still at $3 trillion. So it's not, watch what they say, watch what they do, not what they say. Okay.
Exactly. And again, just this week, you know, new numbers came out on the big bloated boondoggle of a budget bill, and it now crosses $4 trillion.
Yeah.
That it adds to
That's
the
right.
debt. And
That's right. Those, yeah.
It's just for all those folks that say, that have always said, oh, it's about the deficit. The deficit is killing us. As Tony notes on YouTube here, it's like they're always talking about balancing the budget. There's never been anything this far out of balance. And that's your big mission, is conveying that to people.
Well, that's right, because even my aide that didn't understand how that all works was asking me, he's like, now, because I protest all the time and I'm off to go protest after we take care of Phil. It's like, well, now what are you protesting for? And when I explained democracy, he's like, well, what do you mean? What's going on there? And then I explained to him that, well, right now the president is totally in control. Congress isn't doing their job. They are not standing up to the president, who is constantly breaking the law. We have lost our balance of power. And when Congress goes ahead after Trump cut the $9 billion, then that Congress had already approved and allocated toward great programs that help people all around the world, then Trump cuts it, and Congress, instead of standing up to Trump, rescinded that money. That is not democracy. So by technical terms, we've lost our democracy at the moment. But the good news is that when this happens, people can rise up and we can take it back. We can demand, when we get to those people that are so loyal to President Trump, we can unravel this autocracy that we're all stuck in. So I stand up on my street corner every Saturday at, 76th and Layton with my signs, because we've got to sign people up. We've got to educate them, Pat. And we can change things.
And learn more at LouAnnBird.com. Lou Ann, thank you so much. Great to connect with you again.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you so much, Ben,
all right,
for
you
what
bet.
You do.
We'll talk to Todd Alba and Trigvi Olsen coming up right after this. You're up north.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
We want to help you promote your community event for free. Tell us about your nonprofit group or organization's upcoming event, and we'll help you promote it on the Buzz of the North. Email us the information or a copy of the flyer to community@whsm.com. That's community@whsm.com. You can also drop off your flyer at our office on East 3rd Street in Hayward, or mail it to 16880 W, Highway 63, Hayward, 54843. Hometown Radio Refreshed on 96.9 WBZH.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A legal challenge against the Line 5 oil pipeline is set to begin August 12th in Ashland. Canadian oil giant Enbridge wants to trench and blast across northern Wisconsin to make way for a new 41-mile section of the pipeline. Environmental groups and the Bad River Band of Lake Superior Chippewa are challenging permits and other approvals for the project issued by the DNR. Environmental groups across Wisconsin are calling on the state's congressional representatives not to support a bill that would weaken the Clean Water Act. The so-called Permit Act would, among other harms, allow polluters to release PFAS forever chemicals into waterways without telling state officials, allow massive amounts of pesticides to be released into waterways, and fast-track projects that destroy wetlands and streams. For a deep dive into Wisconsin's most pressing environmental issues, check out my Defender podcast at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at mda75.org.
Where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
Laura McCoy, she is a member of the Green Bay School Board.
In the 1990s, revenue caps were put into place, and Green Bay was a conservative, low-spending district. Mm-hmm. We've been struggling with that basically ever since. The people in our community have stepped up again and again to pass referendums. That's wonderful, but we need that per-pupil increase. We need the cash to keep the lights on, basically, and to pay our staff what they deserve.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app. As Wisconsin has summer weekends being spent on the lake, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
All right. More with Pat Kreitlow coming up on the Buzz of the North, WBZH. Thursday morning, Joel and Graham are hanging out, a little caffeinated beverage, just enjoying. Trying to enjoy summer here because we feel it a little bit, right? Slipping away just a little bit, Gray?
Yes, actually, I had my first big indicator. You and I, Joel, we both do morning shows, so we're driving early. But I also live a ways away from the studio, so you know I'm driving a little earlier than you are. Well, was it yesterday or just the day before? I think it would have been yesterday that I noticed all the cars I met on the way to work at 5:30 a.m. were blasting me with their headlights. And I was like, why? Uh-huh. Why is everybody hitting me with the brights today? Then a couple key things fell into place. First of all, I've got some bad eyesight, not bad clarity-wise, but I am weirdly sensitive to light. And because of that, I tend to think cars have their brights on when they don't. Especially recently, now that everybody's got those stinking blue LEDs. Oh, Toyota, I despise you, but boy, I bet it's nice to have. Anyway, when I realized that, I thought, oh no, I think they all have their brights on. They don't. They all have their headlights on, though. We went from marker lights to headlights, and that transition happened yesterday. I've been enjoying it without even realizing it since that morning show started back in spring. You know, I basically hopped in right at the opposite transition. You know, I hopped in right when the days were getting as long as they were going to be, and I was enjoying that early sunrise, and it started disappearing yesterday.
One of the joys of being up early in the morning is summertime in northern Wisconsin. And normally just a little, it's always a little cooler than what it will be during the day. And it may still be warm and it may still be really cold, but it's always just a little cooler than what it will be in about 3 hours.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I wouldn't have thought of it until I did it. And that's something else I say about studying history. You've heard me say it. Those who study history don't ask why they're doing it. You see why when you're doing it. Same thing with getting up early. You get up early and you see the world. You sneak up on it a little, like 3 hours earlier than normal.
Right.
You get that early enjoyment. But also, like the process of studying history, I think everybody would understand if one day you just decided to quit. You know what? I'm sleeping in today, and I'm going to leave that history book closed. Those also just go hand in hand.
Exactly. Well, it is a beautiful day today to be out and about in the Cable Natural History Museum. Has a nice event going on today. It's a pontoon ride. It is a loon pontoon tour. Not sure if they rhymed that intentionally, but it works. Today, from 9 a.m. until noon, there's a cost to this, but you'll learn all kinds of amazing facts about these ancient birds. The loons, it's 38 for members, 48 for nonprofit, but the for non-members rather. The Cable Natural History Museum is doing that loon pontoon tour on Lake Owen today from 9 a.m. until noon. You grew up around a lake. I was around a lake a lot. Loons, I was fascinated the first time I ever learned about a loon and its personality and everything that goes with a loon.
They're the magic of the Northwoods to me.
Yeah, they really are.
They are. That is like I've read a lot of fantasy novels, and every fantasy series that every author tried has at some point some magical song drifting through the trees. And that's either the sign that the elves are coming and the magic's about to happen, like in Lord of the Rings or like in Aragorn, or it's the sign that, oh, there's things in the woods that we don't understand, and it's the great mystery. So it's like, it's got an eerie feeling to it. But no, it's not the North Woods without the loons. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, and I first learned when I remember as a young child, I think it was my dad told me, he said, about the personality of the loons, that you want to stay away from them because they can be very... their health can be affected by you stressing them.
Yes.
They can be an easily stressed bird.
True of many animals, but loons especially.
Yeah, yeah. And loons will do that, of course, disappear under the water. And if you sit there and wait and wait and wait, you'll see it. They'll pop up somewhere. You don't know where, but somewhere.
Look around in a 50-yard circle, sometimes further. They can go a lot further than 50 yards if they want to, but they're usually kind of zigzagging and stuff to lose you. But, yeah, that's the whole strategy. Big, dumb monkey sitting in his boat can't swim under. I can. Goodbye. It's that simple.
Yeah.
It's that simple. But so, so magical.
The call of the loon. I remember when my wife and I inherited a cabin from my wife's grandpa, and the first time we went there, waking up in the morning and realizing that a loon came with the cabin too.
Oh, yeah.
I heard the call of the loon. I'm just like, oh, this is cool. They're very cool.
I've heard a couple people visiting up here, I think generally visitors more than residents, have mentioned disliking the sound. Only once or twice do I remember hearing that, but I remember thinking at the time, that stinks for you because that is... that's such an enjoyable sound. It's like those rare people who dislike chocolate. It's like, man, that's fair. There's no accounting for taste, but you should find a way to work on that because, wow, that's art out there.
Yeah, so a smooth ride to anybody. Maybe you're listening now and you're heading on over to Lake Owen for that loon pontoon tour on Lake Owen. It's probably not the only one they're going to do, I would guess, this summer. But the folks over at the Cable Natural History Museum, whenever I look at the community events, Gray, they got a lot of cool stuff going on. That is such a fun place to be, I'm sure.
If you haven't been to the Cable Museum, make a point of it. I wound up there when we were just starting out over here in Hayward with the Civic Media Network and looking around a little bit at some places that were beyond those normal places I'd seen. And I'd spent plenty of time in Hayward before we were here on the radio. But I was missing things. And so when, like I said, when we started dipping a toe in over here, I looked around and one of the first places that greeted me with a big old Northwood smile, that old school way, was the whole team. Shout out to you, Molly, especially, and Rich, everybody over there. I've actually found several excuses just to pop back over to that museum. If you have an interest at all in birds, or if you think you know a kid who might be interested in the raptors of the Northwoods, they've got eggs from species of birds that you didn't know are in a tree right out behind your house right now.
Yeah, that's crazy.
They've got naturalists, curators. There are mushroom foragers on the staff who we rub elbows with in that world. Oh, my goodness. I cannot say enough about the Cable Natural History Museum.
They've always got a lot going on. The art crawl, we want to mention again, going on this weekend. Next weekend, the Sawyer County Fair. We'll talk about that. Tomorrow morning, we might talk just a little bit of Packers tomorrow morning because their preseason game is coming up on a Saturday. Gray's always ready, willing, and able to do that.
Little bit of Packers. More, what's that mean?
More with Pat Kreitlow on the Buzz of the North coming up here on your Thursday morning. It's 7:59.
This is the Buzz of the North, WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Trump says he is directing the Commerce Department to begin work on what he calls a new and highly accurate census. This one would exclude those in the country illegally. The president's new tariffs kicked in at midnight, says ABC's Rachel Scott at the White House.
After months of pauses and extensions, overnight, President Trump's punishing new tariffs finally snapping into effect. More than 90 countries now facing tariffs ranging from 15% to as high as 41%. While almost all imported goods remain subject to a 10% tariff. Those tariffs will be paid by companies, but economists warn the costs may be passed on to consumers.
The Kremlin says President Trump and President Putin have agreed to a summit, but Putin has not signed off on the idea of letting Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky take part as well. There's a briefing about an hour from now on the base of Fort Stewart, Georgia, following the mass shooting yesterday that left five soldiers wounded and a sergeant under arrest. This is ABC News.